This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It all makes sense now.
It was up.
And how, Kimmy, we didn't see this from the beginning, I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Oh.
But it's even more amazing that you, the man who does this, the man who gets killed for it every day,
yeah,
until just now, did not realize why you may have been doing this your entire life.
Sometimes you just don't see yourself.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, we have to start this break with a little back talk.
Okay.
All right. Last week, Tommy came in his brand new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a matching collared zip-up shirt and shorts.
Yep.
Kind of like a summer
tracksuit.
Leisure tracksuit.
Yeah. With shorts.
Yep. Same color.
Mm-hmm.
Same fabric with a pattern in it.
Just shoe.
Loafer.
Yep.
Loafer, no socks.
Camel loafer, no socks.
Mm-hmm.
And a Panama jack hat. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. With a ribbon, by the way, that was the same color as the outfit.
Yeah.
And Tommy was so excited about this outfit, he asked me to film him walking in the studio.
He gave us a heads up it was coming.
Yes, when he's feeling fancy, he will ask us to film him walking in the room. So, as I have done with these videos before, I put it on my Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. It's me making fun of you walking into the room.
You're laughing.
We're analyzing what's happening.
Looks so stupid.
Yeah.
You're idiot.
All truths. Yeah. All truths. Because this does not look good on you.
Yeah. Apparently not.
So, we've done this before. No big deal. Yeah. It's a couple hundred likes. We all have a laugh. This video, for whatever reason, blew up.
Lives on.
It went unbelievably viral on Instagram.
Won't die.
So as we sit here a week later, it has been shared over 1,200 times.
Okay.
278 people have commented on it. It's been liked 2,678 times, and it's been viewed by 121,000 people. And the momentum won't stop. It just keeps going. I told you guys, I have picked up about 1,000 Instagram followers just from this video.
That's insane.
Who I believe
they want more Tommy.
But they think that
they're following you for your Tommy takes and Tommy catwalk.
Yes. And these poor people are going to be so disappointed as they continue to follow.
Mm.
But there's something even more bizarre about this video. Because on Friday, it started to take off.
Yeah.
And I told you, I couldn't even use my phone. Like, I had to turn off my Instagram notifications because it was like, gling, 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 comments and posts or whatever. It started with guys your age commenting on your outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, standing up for you.
Exactly. Then a couple of days later, all of the comments became women your age.
Yeah.
And like with the guys your age, some would stand up for you, some would make fun of you. The women your age, some would stand up for you, some would make fun of you. In the last 3 days, we have been getting nothing but compliment comments, like dozens of them.
Yeah.
From middle age to older black women and men.
Yes.
And not a...
Found a new fan group.
Yes. And not a single one of these comments from middle-aged black women and men have been negative.
No.
They have been over the top, complimenting your outfit, saying how great you look, and asking where they can get it.
Yep.
Tommy Mulay has become a black fashion icon.
Mm.
A 5'5" white man who lives in Pittsburgh. Has black Instagram fashion going crazy for
him? I love how he's right now. He's like, yeah, you know, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
It finally makes sense.
I was shocked.
Well, why are you shocked by this?
I just didn't think that was an audience that would I would appeal to.
I didn't think black people liked me.
Well, not like, but like.
No, I mean, I'm talking to my wife. I agree.
You didn't
with
think you were cool enough.
Yes.
Oh. Slick. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Slick.
You
gotta
think
be
you
cool.
Pull it off. Yeah.
You gotta be cool. Break into that community.
The black fashion community.
You can't be half stepping.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You've been in this room for how long?
Too long.
10-ish years.
Okay. Right. Tommy, I've known you since I was 15.
Yep.
And every moment I've known you, you've dressed like an idiot.
Mm.
But today I realized it's not that you dress like an idiot. You dress like an idiot for you.
Ooh, is this a therapy session?
Well, no.
Are we about to do a deep dive?
No, Kimmy, we should have.
Tommy's psyche?
We should have seen this from the beginning.
Okay.
Because it's not that the clothes he puts on look dumb.
Mm.
It's that on his body, they look dumb.
Oh,
but what do they appeal?
Your body is the problem.
What? Your body? Why am I appealing to black women?
It's the outfit, not the person.
Yes. And the reason why Tommy never looks like he should be wearing the clothes that he loves to wear, you grew up loving jazz music,
mm-hmm.
funk music,
yep.
black artists.
Yep.
Kimmy.
Black exploitation movies.
All of these things.
I always wear church clothes. And I'll never eat a sandwich unless it's wrapped in wax paper.
You do always look like you're going to church.
Kimmy, he's been subconsciously dressing like his black heroes his entire life.
Yeah, I do drive with the gangster lean.
But you didn't even realize
that's
it until just now.
With
back.
Gangster walls and a TV antenna in the back.
You were doing great. You were doing so great. Bro, you've been dressing like your heroes.
Yeah, yeah probably. And don't we all? You do.
But yes, I do. But
Kimmy does.
But you didn't realize.
I don't
realize.
Know what that is. What?
You didn't realize it until just now.
Yeah.
Your entire life. You've been dressing like jazz and funk and blaxploitation
actors.
Maybe we
shouldn't tell him this because this could get into his head and he's going to go over the top.
How much more over the top could he go?
I do feel like we have to be cautious of encouragement with somebody like Tommy because whatever we tell him that we like or that looks good on him or he's doing well, he's going to do too much of it.
Okay. I don't disagree.
All right, so this is kind of funny. So when last time we were in Chicago, we went out to dinner, just my wife and I. And there's a huge black community in Chicago.
Wait, since when?
I'm getting to that.
Thanks for explaining Chicago.
So we're at this steakhouse, and it's Friday night, and there's a big group of black couples sitting at the next table.
Okay.
And my wife even said, wow, you dress like that. You have those same outfits. And I didn't even realize it at the time. Like the one guy had my same kind of shoe I had on. It was like a whole bunch of like me's over there.
But not you.
But not me.
Use, but not you.
Use.
All right. If you want to see the video,
yeah.
Duffy on WCMF. As we're having this conversation, more 40 to 50-year-old black women are just going
they're
over
just
the
piling
top.
In.
Yes, complimenting your outfit. Like they will not stop with
get
this
on
stuff.
The Tommy Train. Tommy Train.
Don't. I would not kill the goodwill you got going for you.
I'm singing a little soul.
Gonna go too far.
Do we always dress like our heroes from when we were kids?
You do. You love. Listen, you're literally wearing sports outfits today too.
Sports outfits
and rock.
Yeah,
I got a Bill Stones T-shirt and a Blue Jays. Yeah. You're right. No, I admit I still dress for the heroes I had when I was a kid.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I'm a weirdo.
So am I.
You've been a weirdo the whole time, but you tried to argue like this is my style, man. This is just me. I'm like a unique person, and it turns out you weren't. You've just been copying the things you loved as a kid without understanding.
Okay.
Is there another place this shows up? Like, what other genres that we loved growing up? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Well, classic rock, something like that. Somebody, you know, you grow up looking at. And they have to be actors.
But you judge. Hold on. Let's go back to the classic rock thing. You judge guys that don't grow out of dressing like they love classic
rock. Well, you got to update the wardrobe a little bit.
You haven't?
Yes, I have.
No, you dress. Bro, look at the outfits that I have.
Double buckle shoes have always been popular. All the way back to the 1800s.
Like, if you walked into a club in Harlem in the 70s with half the stuff you wear in here, you would look like everybody else.
I would get right in.
Okay, so how is that different than a guy still wearing a patch jean jacket or like a band t-shirt with
long
hair?
It looks dated. You can't put a date on my stuff.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Expired. Oh, I thought you meant your body, not the outfit.
Hey, I got a body comment on there.
Yeah,
I got a body comment.
Body comment.
I did.
The other thing is, all these old black women, middle-aged old black women, are saying that you're cute as a button, like they're falling in love with you.
Yes,
you're a sex symbol in the.
And that one dude goes, "Man, he looks fit."
No, he said your fit was fly.
Yeah, I'm
that's
fit.
Different.
No, your outfit.
I'm looking good.
No, your outfit
poured
you
into that outfit. About to bust them stitches with them skin tight bridges.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. This video that goes viral on Instagram, it was exactly a week ago. It's got over 120,000 views. I'm still getting, it's getting 10,000 views a day still. By the way, we did a video with Breezy, who is the Instagram influencer in the building here, along with Hope. And you thought the video had already outperformed anything she had done.
Mm-hmm.
She said that her best performing video, Bragging, had 200,000 views on it.
Yeah, wasn't there like a human sacrifice involved?
Bro, just based on how this won't stop,
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get to over 200,000 views.
Oh,
if I do, man, that's the new Stanley Cup in this parade.
I know.
We're parading that around, man.
I almost hope that doesn't happen.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? You're going to be insufferable if that happens.
He's already insufferable. Thank you.
You got to be numb to me by now.
You would think, but you surprise me more every day.
You know what's funny?
Outfits.
I just want to stick it to these punks around here.
Stick it to the punks?
Yeah.
But you,
which is my favorite blaxploitation film from the 70s.
You didn't post it. Pat did.
Yeah, but still. I'm
he
in it.
He gets the credit.
He can have the credit. I just want to see.
Credit for what?
I want to see your face.
You don't even know how to count the. You don't even know where to go on that post count the views.
No, I don't.
I'll show you, buddy. I got you.
All right.
252 WCMF again. A video from last week of Tommy walking in his fancy outfit, one color, two piece, short collared zip up thing, hat, Panama Jack hat, and loafers has caught fire on Instagram in middle to old age black fashion, and I am just getting inundated in my comments of these mostly black women, some black men. Over the top complimenting Tommy's outfit, and it makes sense. You love jazz growing up, you love funk growing up, you're big into black culture, and you are dressing like your heroes. You've been doing it the whole time without
you know what I am.
What?
I'm little Billy D.
Kimmy doesn't even know who that is.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk.
Well, you got to explain why you think that.
Because I'm a fashion icon.
See, this is why we should not have done this. If he didn't, like, strut around in his outfits and parade them around before, now everybody's going to feel it.
I got to get some new hats.
252 WCMF. All right, Kimmy, you know, as we talk about men, you know, you can see it. If you start thinking of the guys that you know, you can probably guess what they were into as kids, how they dress today. I'm thinking about women.
Yeah.
I don't know if that applies.
You know where it applies, and I've noticed this with women as they age, their hair. I think that they will model their hair or their look after icons either on TV, and sometimes they never give up that look.
Okay, can you give me an example?
Like 80s hair,
okay.
For example. Like there are women that will rock that hair the rest of their lives.
Well, I'm trying to think of like famous hairdos that women stuck with, like Jackie O, Farrah Fawcett. Like those women just went with that. That beehive thing that was big in the 60s.
Yeah, but let's talk.
That was Veronica Lake.
But let's talk. I've never fished there. Let's talk.
You don't want to. She's dead. But she died of old age.
We could have just had the punchline and moved on.
But she got hit by a bus.
Like how many women?
Bus hits lake. No one drowns. That was the headline in the LA Times.
How many women in that? I don't know.
She didn't get hit by a bus.
I know she didn't get hit by
a bus. She burned in a house fire.
For God's sakes, man.
Lake catches on fire in house. That was the headline.
Hey, remember that song the Beach Boys did about when Veronica Lake caught on fire in a house? Oh, come on, you black fashion icon, you. Don't you disappoint. It was that funky version that Brian Wilson had wrote when he was wearing the clothes that you were wearing. You idiot. Kimmy, you were saying.
We got to go back here.
Okay, because like, looking at what you are wearing today.
Famous hairdos.
Oh, I was going to say, like, how many women in the 90s, or like during the Friends era, modeled their hair after Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, but I agree
with
you.
That was a literal cut you could get.
I agree with you. At the time, women do that. What is remarkable about men is once we find something we love, for the rest of our lives, we continue to dress. You could look at us and know what we were into based on what we're wearing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hell, there are guys in their 40s and 50s that'll still wear wrestling shirts.
Yeah.
Right? With Hulk Hogan passing away the other day. And that's, you look at it as sad.
I know.
Other people don't.
I know, but it is sad.
So wait, do guys never mature in any way past 12?
It doesn't seem to. Not when it comes to things like that.
Right?
Yeah.
And it
unless you have to. Unless you have a job where you just can't look like a buffoon.
Well, no, because even that stuff, they started to make formal wear for stuff that shouldn't be formal wear. And it started with Jerry Garcia and his ties back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, a deadhead shouldn't be putting on a tie and going to work. Yeah. Like when Bryan Adams, you know, he saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Couldn't believe it, Tom. Doesn't feel right. Right? But whatever you are into, they make, you know, shirts with tiny little designs of like Kermit the Frog's head that you can wear to the office.
Your dad, he wore those cartoon polos.
All the time. Michigan J. Frog. Big fan. Although, Kimmy, the cartoon polos were big during our
days. They were. Why were they so big?
I don't know.
Because we'll buy anything, man.
Like, I had so many T-shirts with Tweety Bird on them. I don't know why. Why was that everywhere?
That's a good question. I mean, look, but I do feel like now that we figured this out,
okay,
it helps us understand you, Tommy Mulay, as a man more.
All right, deep dive.
That you don't have poor fashion sense.
Right, not at all.
Well, no, because it doesn't look good on you, so I guess you would still.
Apparently it does.
Well, no, they like.
They said I was cute.
There were multiple middle-aged black women that called you cute.
Yeah. That's a good compliment.
No, I'm not saying it's not. Bro, I've been complimenting you this whole time.
You've never complimented me.
I literally.
Every time you compliment me, it's such a happy.
Oh, my butt.
You backed into it.
The butt hurts because I backed into something like I just said. Oh, no.
Hey, I've complimented some of the tracksuits, for the record.
Yeah, but Pat says they're not genuine. You're doing this just to make me.
I look forward to the tracksuits.
Because you want me to look like a fool.
I look forward to the tracksuits. Right. They are unique.
Dude, you're not hearing her. You're not hearing her.
I'm hearing her.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John University. You can catch him every single weekday, 3 to 6 on the Sports Bar on our sister station, 95.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Tri-Li Avenue Ridge Road, Webster. Maddie's Motorsports with location at Dansville, Spencer Port at Farmington. And We The Hobby, 23 Arlington Street, wethehobby.com. Our good buddy, a damp Mike Danger this morning. Hey, Danger, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
I'm feeling great because we got the best case bad news for our first round pick yesterday. For those who do not know, Max Hairston. That's what I say.
Halston.
Shut up.
Just like his grandfather.
Danger, it is a sprained LCL. He did not rip up anything in his knee. We are week to week. What is it, normally 3 to 6 weeks on an injury like this?
That sounds about right, yeah. And boy, that is the best case scenario for everything that we had feared from Tuesday's practice, a non-contact injury and them checking out his knee. We all kind of feared the worst originally. But despite some false reports, it is a sprained LCL. 3-4 weeks. I mean, it's certainly not ideal to have your rookie first-round pick miss all this time at training camp recovering from this injury, but you should have him back by the early part of the regular season.
Okay, so with that being said, the Bills are now in a very interesting spot because in the offseason they go and bring back Tre'Davious White, who they didn't want to pay a year ago. And look, the injuries were there. It had to happen. It doesn't seem like Tre'Davious White held it against them.
Yeah.
He wanted to come back to Buffalo. But Danger, look, Last year, Tre'Davious White signs with the Chargers. He plays so poorly, he just doesn't dress for multiple games. He ends up on that Ravens roster later in the season. He's used in a reserve needed only role. In fact, his pass interference arguably is what wins the game for the Buffalo Bills in that playoff game. We're getting reports that he looks great in camp right now. And Trey has said he's had the whole offseason to train, where the last couple of years he's had to rehab. He hasn't been able to do it. But, I mean, Danger, you are asking a lot of a guy going into his 10th year, coming off two major lower body injuries, to line up against the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best teams in the NFL, opening night, and play good defense here.
He's been playing great at practice. He looks fantastic. And I think there is something to being able to actually train rather than just rehab the way he has for the last couple of seasons. All that being said, I mean, when you're talking about speed, Trey doesn't have the speed he had when he was younger. He has unbelievable technique because he's been doing it a long time. And I think you're hoping that that technique and that experience that he has with this defense will be enough to carry him through the course of a season. And, of course, we want him to stay healthy as well.
Now, here's the thing, Tom.
What's that?
He's saying all the right things.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He sounds like, you know, I'm on the radio and I talk sports. Check me out, guys. You see my shirt? It's black. It's always black, like my soul. Danger, as a football fan,
yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, based on what you've seen Tre'Davious White do so far, if he was your corner number 2 against the Baltimore Ravens in primetime opening night, 10 being the most nervous, how nervous would you be?
6.
Ooh.
That's still more than 5!
Yeah.
Above
always
average.
Will be.
6. I mean, if I have any doubts about him, I have the same doubts about Matt Milano. These are both guys that have been dealing with a lot of injuries here later in their career. But both of them at camp so far have been standouts on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, here's what's bothering me as a Bills fan.
What's that?
And Tommy, I mean, you see this with your own eyes, even though you have no idea what you're talking about when football comes on the TV. You know, there's a lot of talk about you can't get to the passer. That's been the problem with the Bills defense. Injuries with linebacker, that's been the problem with the Bills defense. Danger, to me, it seems whenever things, push comes to shove, stuff gets real, it's our cornerbacks that let us down, and not in a way that they're not playing well. It's the injuries in the defensive backfield. Safety going into last year with Cole Bishop. Tre'Davious White, the 2 years that he missed, you know, the majority of the season with his knee injury. Last year in the AFC Championship game, Christian Benford gets a concussion. Kaiir Elam keeps them from going to the Super Bowl. How, despite the fact, with the exception of Kaiir Elam, the Bills are hitting on so many defensive backs, we always end up in a spot where we don't have enough?
Yeah, you know, they have good depth. And even if you're going in with a little bit of nerves about a guy like Trey White, I mean, think about where this team was and how far they got when they had a guy like Levi Wallace playing cornerback too. I mean, I think McDermott's defense allows itself to have guys who might not be the healthiest, might not be the most athletic. They just need to know where they need to be and what they need to be doing, and usually it works out okay. I still think the bigger issue is not the secondary, but rather the pass rush, and I think the Bills feel the same way when you look at what they did this offseason in terms of how they drafted and what they targeted in free agency. They want to get to the quarterback. They want to get off the field on third down, and that pass rush is going to be the most important thing. The pass rush makes life easier on the secondary as well, of course, so the defensive line is still the thing that I'm looking at as far as the Bills' performance on defense.
So you're shaky on this Baltimore game.
Oh, every year. I
opening night.
Look, I really like Baltimore as a roster.
Okay.
They're really talented on the top end.
Yeah.
They have a lot of depth. They have a really good coach, Super Bowl champion with Joe Flacco as his guy. Like, and here's the thing. If I wasn't an unbelievably loyal Bills fan, like if I watch football like I watch basketball, I would be cheering for this Ravens.
Right.
Yes, I can appreciate what the Ravens do. I don't have that for the Chiefs. I don't have that for a lot of other teams.
Yeah.
But, like, when I watch Baltimore, when they're not playing Buffalo, I sit back, Danger, and I go, wow, this is a hell of a football team.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent. They really feel like I'll put it this way. There's been two teams in the last 5 years that have graded higher. The first two teams in NFL history that have had these unbelievable metrics, the Bills and the Ravens, without making a Super Bowl. And, you know, when you see the statistical data that backs up their performances, it's hard to imagine that one of these two teams from the AFC won't be representing the conference when the Super Bowl comes around again in February.
No, but I mean, he's right. Like, you know, you play down to the absolute last moment with the Ravens, and that Bills defense in that moment was entirely healthy. It took everybody doing everything they could.
Teamwork, Patrick.
The entire 60 minutes of that game. I mean,
focus.
Tommy, most Bills games you see, by the last 5 minutes, although as a Bills fan, you're always nervous. You're like, okay, everything we are in control. Everything's fine, right? Like, that's not how it is when you play Baltimore. Don't forget, they blew the doors off them in week 4 last season.
Okay.
I mean, Danger, like, I don't love... I get that the Bills' schedule is supposed to be easy based on, you know, the playoff.
You said it's tough coming out of the gate.
But that's just it. I mean, you have a monster game that could determine home field advantage in the AFC playoffs with Baltimore right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, Danger.
So you're going to be overreacting if they lose this one, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. Whoever wins this game goes to the championship.
So who's overreacting now, Danger?
I know.
No, because you said, like, you knocked the other one out. So
was
let's
that
say Baltimore.
A question or a statement?
The NFL loves their narratives. They love the idea that they could have a week one set up for what the AFC championship could be in January, that we could all go back and look at, oh, remember where these two teams were week one, and here they are facing off against each other again in the AFC championship with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. When they make the schedule, they know what they're doing, and they have a pretty good setup here for a great storyline if week one is as entertaining as we think it's going to be heading into the AFC championship game, if they were to each meet each other there.
All right, Tommy, to answer your question.
Okay.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6, on the Sports Bar, live from St. John Fisher University at Bills Training Camp. No. I mean, in reality, whatever happens in this game happens in a bubble. For example, the Bills were blown out by the Ravens in the regular season last year.
Yeah.
Not only did they catch them, they surpassed them. The Ravens had to come to Buffalo to play in the playoffs. But I don't want to have to watch the rest of the regular season to catch up a game to the Ravens.
So you need this opening night.
I would really, 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 really like this opening night game. Is that fair?
Because how many teams have lost the opener and won the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm...
Zero.
That's not true.
Zero.
Give me Google that. I'm sure that statistic exists. Yeah. That's the dumbest thing.
They lost the opening night.
They lost opening night.
And they won the Super Bowl. Never happened.
It's never happened in the history of the NFL. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Because you would know that immediately.
No, I'm sure there's
You know
like,
it all, Pat. Just ask it.
I bet you there's a minimum of 15 teams that have done that.
Lost opening night and won the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'll tell you this. I know the Dallas Cowboys did it in 93 because Emmitt Smith held out and they were like 0-4 to start the season.
Okay, but that was a lot of cocaine.
Was that a lot of cocaine?
A lot of cocaine got him into the playoffs. And they even admitted that.
No, they didn't.
Jerry Jones' hair was white with it. Or stress.
All right, Danger, as Kimmy looks up this statistic, what do we got?
Okay, a quick Google search, so I don't know how accurate this is.
Zero.
Right out of the gate, it says 7 out of the past 24 Super Bowl winners lost their first game of the season.
You got a 33% chance.
That's like almost zero.
Almost zero. 7 out of 24.
Well, 7 is very close to zero, is it not?
Not as close as 5 or 4 or 3 or 2.
There's been 50-something Super Bowls.
Okay, Danger. Before we let you go, last time we talked to you, we heard you were going to be interviewing Cole Bishop, Bill's safety, and we got on the topic of the ice baths. And for those who don't know, when practice is over, the Bills have this tent, and it's full of like 7 ice baths. So the players get off because they're so hot and their muscles are so whatever. They can jump in, cool themselves down, recovery, whatever the hell.
Shock those muscles.
But we realize there's, Kimmy, like 80 guys on the roster and only
and
7
just
ice
getting
baths.
In there in their sweaty clothes.
Exactly. So in theory, you would have to follow up a guy.
Yep.
Who was already in the ice bath, all sweaty and gross.
Oh, my God.
So, Danger, we had asked you to ask Cole Bishop about it, and you accomplished your goal.
Well, it was Connor McGovern.
Oh, Connor McGovern. I'm sorry. My apologies.
No problem. And we did talk to him at length about this. We wanted to dive deeper. This is the kind of investigative journalism you can get in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia every afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
McGovern, big guy, confessed to us he does 15 minutes in the ice bath after every practice. Our reaction exactly.
And that doesn't sound healthy.
Yeah, you could die, right?
Yeah. He said he runs hot, and he doesn't do it for the mental benefits. He does it solely to cool off to
feels
get
nice.
His
but
core
does somebody
temperature
have to,
down.
Hold on, does somebody get in after him if he's been in there for 15 minutes? Ain't no ice.
It's a great question, and we asked that, Tommy. They actually refresh the ice and the water. They do not. They don't chase each other. Like, one player doesn't go in and another player goes in right after him. They keep things fresh. They keep things moving. I mean, think about it. He was even the one that said to us, come on, some of these guys are disgusting. No, absolutely not.
Wow.
No, in all seriousness.
Yeah, I would definitely, like, if they didn't switch it all out, I'd pick and choose who I got in after.
Right.
That guy looks a little less sweaty.
I like the smell of your sweat.
By the way, I love how she sounds like every 20-year-old guy picking who she's not going to have sex with a condom in a bar. She looks clean. Let's go with that one. That's what you sound like. You can't tell who's dirty, Kimmy. When it comes to the ice bath,
yeah,
not
yeah.
The other
I mean,
stuff.
You could smell them. I don't know.
Okay, Danger.
Yeah.
You guys are live again, 3 to 6 from training camp. Who are you guys talking today?
Today we're talking to Bills defensive tackle, the elder statesman of the Bills defensive line. That's Daquan Jones joining us today in the Sports Bar.
I love Daquan Jones.
He's a lovable guy.
They call him the D-line teddy bear, Tommy.
Okay.
Not really. But you could call him that. And by the way, Danger, I want an associate producer credit for the in-depth dive into the ice bath that we suggested for you a couple days ago.
We'll have a documentary ready for you by the end of the year.
Thank you very much. Mike Danger, 3 to 6 at the Sports Bar every weekday, 95.7 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow?
Nope. Tomorrow they go back to Buffalo, return to the blue and the red, no practice here at Fisher, so we will talk to you next week.
Well, then go F yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Have a nice weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.